This call is being recorded.
Now put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. Feel the energy, feel the love there in your fourth chakra, that heart area. Feel your heart opening, expanding, growing. If you were opening a doorway there, as you open that door, you feel the energy, the love come flooding out of that heart center. Sometimes it helps to have a bouquet of roses and see the roses blooming out of the heart. As you move up just a bit from the heart center to the high heart center, see there beautiful magenta colored roses blooming. Feel the love pouring out of that center. The two heart centers, fourth and the higher heart, merging together. Feel the merging, feel the love merging within those two centers. Be aware of the three chakra centers below the heart center and the three above. All seven chakras now with the high heart center as well. All being aligned. See them in perfect alignment. That all is exactly as it needs to be. Their respective colors, beautiful, intense colors. So for the first chakra, red, see it as a brilliant ruby red color. Not muddied down, beautiful red. And the orange, the second, see that as a beautiful, pristine orange color. Vibrant. The third yellow as the burning sun. Fourth, a deep blue-green. Alive as the forest is alive. Healing center. In the high heart, the beautiful magenta color. The sixth chakra, the throat area. Beautiful sky blue color, brilliant blue. Sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, pineal gland, ancient third eye center. Beautiful purple or indigo color as the night sky. Finally, the seventh, the crown chakra, violet or gold or silver. See these colors being brilliant colors, high intense colors, the spinning of the chakras. They are spinning somewhat slowly. Speed them up with your mind. Visualize them spinning faster and faster. Now from high above, the pulse of energy, the electric blue light coming from the galactic central sun, down through the solar sun, into the solar system, throughout all of the planets, all of the ships, connecting all to this pulse of energy. Coming down now through the top of your head, top of your physical body's head, down through your body, anchoring all the way to the core of the earth. And then another energy coming from the core of the earth back up through your body, back to the galactic central sun, so that your body is an anchor point for two pillars of light moving through it, one from above, one from below. You are that anchor. Now let your consciousness flow out through your third eye center, through your sixth chakra, out into the room, and into your Merkaba vehicle. See this Merkaba as your own personal light ship, light vehicle, light body. And you merge with this Merkaba. Begin to float upward, higher and higher, till you're a point above the Earth's atmosphere. Here now you can look and see all of the ships that are out here. All of the many ships, millions of ships. And as you look back down, you see the Earth. You see your physical body way, way down there. There is no time and space. So you can be in your body and outside of your body and with just a thought. Now see that energy again from the galactic central sun as that pulse of energy. That pulse of energy that moves down to the earth, spreading as a wave of energy. See that wave moving over all life forms, all consciousness on the planet. On the planet, just above the planet, and just below the planet as well. As that wave moves across, connecting with all consciousness everywhere, consciousness in that moment, see it in that moment, expanding, growing, as a shift happens, consciousness rises to higher vibrations. See the vibrations. You can literally see the vibration across the planet. See it as waves of color, wave, electric waves. Almost as if you can see sparks of energy. As this wave has moved across the entire planet, filling all with love, all with light, consciousness now shifts in those moments to higher rates of vibration, higher dimensional frequencies. know that in those moments, your consciousness has increased many times over. Because in that moment, in those moments, you feel the bliss come over you. Feel a sense of love as you may not have ever felt before, this lifetime or in many previous lifetimes. Somewhere back there in your memories, you remember. You remember a time long, long ago where you felt these energies at that time. It is almost as if it's a deja vu. You've been there before. It's familiar to you in some ways. Because it is so loving, because it is such a high consciousness, there is no fear. There is only acceptance and peace and a calmness comes over you. In that moment, everything is perfect. And in that moment, you know the universe. You know in that moment that you are the universe. You and the universe are one. You feel the full, complete merging. You and your higher self. Even if it is only for a moment, or it may not last. Because of that moment, you are forever at peace. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back. Drift back from wherever you find yourself, whether it is here on this planet or on another planet entirely, another galaxy. Maybe in one of the ships, maybe even merging with the planets or even the sun itself. Wherever it is, come back now towards your physical body, back in your Merkaba. Merge back in with your body. And as you merge back in, bring that forever calmness that you felt back into your body, bringing yourself into a complete centered awareness, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Aramda. I appreciate these times that I can be with you, that I can share, that I can open up my love, my understanding, to be here with you. To bring back those times from long ago, where I did know many of you. You know, many of you knew me. For just as we are one now, we were one then as well. We are coming back into a complete knowing of that oneness. Never to be separated again. separated, yes, in physical distance, but never to be separated from one another as brother and sister. There's a connection to the all that is. For as I find myself, I above you, even now as I speak through this one James, I am up on my ship, looking down upon the earth, and seeing the consciousness changing as a result of all of you. All of you, those of the light workers, those of you that are bringing these changes or helping to bring these changes about, helping to bring this shift of consciousness, preparing the way for this wave of consciousness, the pulse of energy, to be known as the event or even the changeover. Change over from one paradigm to another. The old age into the new golden age. And I am here to witness this, just as you are all here to witness this. I am here participating in the ways that I can, just as you are all participating in the ways that you are able. Know that as the turmoil continues to evolve across the planet, or as has been said, as the storm moves across the planet, the storm is created by consciousness. It's just as consciousness, collective consciousness, is creating the very physical storms, and the earthquakes and the volcanoes that are happening across the planet. But as consciousness raises and continues to raise, these storms will subside. They will be no more. You will find life as you know it now will be forever changed. Because that is the only thing that can happen. There must be a complete and utter destruction of the illusion that you have found yourselves in for so long. And in the destruction of that illusion, there is a time not of tranquility, but of turmoil that will ensue. This is why you prepare. This is why you are preparing the way, being the way showers. This is your mission and missions that you are all here for. And I, as Aramda, and Sananda, and Ashtar, all of the archangels, the angels, all are here to continue to participate in helping you. Not in doing it for you, but helping you. To bring all of this, all that you have been working for, to fruition. To bring the old tumbling down, to be ready to forge the new golden age that you are even now in this moment and in every moment hereafter are creating. You are creating the future for yourselves, for your loved ones, for all of mankind. So in knowing that, continue to create the best future that you can by right now living in the present moment, being in the present moment, doing all that you can to share those moments of joy with all of your brothers and sisters. I am Aranda. I leave you now, but only for a short time. For as I watch from the vantage point of being on my ship and a part of the Ashtar Command and a part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, so too will you, the Earth, become one of the members of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Even now, as I speak, this is already beginning, already in process. All of my peace and love be with all of you. Aranda out.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you. How was that for some kind of message, huh? We even enjoyed that message. That was wonderful. It is wonderful to always be able to be with you and to share with you and to experience. There's an echo here.
There's an echo here.
We're hearing ourselves. We sound great, do
we
not?
We sound great, do we not?
Yeah, we do. There, echo gone. Wonderful. Okay, so here we are again, people, again and again and again, and here to continue on, keeping on, and all these kinds of wonderful things that are happening and going on. And we say wonderful things that are going on. We do not want you to get bogged down in the minutiae. We do not want you to get bogged down in the travails that you are seeing around you. Let that go. Let it be. See the beauty. Look beyond. Smell the coffee. All your crazy word things that you have. Smell the roses. All of these things, okay? What is it? Taste the coffee? Smell the roses? Think something like that it goes. But just see the beauty. Be in joy in every moment. And if you continue to do that, to be in the perfect now and realize that it is a perfect now, it has always been a perfect now if your consciousness is ready to accept that. And in all of this training that we have been doing with you, this is what we want you to understand, that you are always in the perfect now if you allow for it. Allow for it. Let it be. Because if you do, then you will find it that way. And you will find that your negative times, your depression times, and your feeling out of sorts, and all of these things will go by the wayside. They will not even be in your understanding anymore. Because there is so much happening and so much to be grateful for. Yes, there is turmoil going around. There is this political event and this happening and all of these things. And it is funny that one said they do not pay pay attention to the politics that are going on other than for entertainment. Well, those galactics can say the same thing about you guys. They can say the same thing. You're their entertainment. Isn't that wonderful? You are their entertainment. And it is good to see the beauty, see the entertainment in all things, see the like we say, the joy in all. We cannot say this enough for you to get it. Do you get it? Do you finally get it? That it just forget those things that are happening. See them. Experience them. Be aware of them. But see them from a distance. See them as the things that are happening within the perfect whole, within the big picture, within the great plan that is in force and in the works here. And if you do that, if you see everything as the bigger picture, then all of the little things that are happening will cease to amaze you, will cease to bring you down and depress you and all of these things, okay? We can say this over and over in many different ways, but we think you get it, do you not?
Yes.
Yes. Joanna says, yes, we get it. Good. Okay, then we move on here with question and answer, and hopefully we have good answers to your very good questions.
Okay, I have a question from the email audience.
Yes.
And it's a question about a politician.
Yes.
So what it basically asks is Dianne Feinstein has destroyed California along with Maxine Walterson. Is she part of the sealed indictment? And what else can you tell us about Dianne Feinstein and Maxine Walterson?
First of all, we need you to mute your phone if you are not going to be speaking. And right now, no one needs to be speaking. So please mute your phone.
Can you guys mute your phones, please? There we go.
Very good. Now we can answer this question. First of all, we must make a correction here. California has not been destroyed. It is still alive and kicking. And everything is going exactly as it needs to, even though it does not appear so. As to the ones that you have spoken about, we are not ever in the habit of speaking about personalities, because those personalities are a part of the whole as well. They are a part of the all that is as well. Even though they have the certain roles that they are playing now that may be against the establishment, against the collective consciousness, that is the role that they are playing, even if they are mostly unconscious about it at this point. So we cannot condemn them or anything of this nature. What will come out, though, we can say as a generalization, is all of these ones that are doing, are the perpetrators of many crimes and crimes against humanity, of treasonous experiences, and all of these things, they will receive their due rewards, you might say, in whatever it might be. And sometimes it may not be so pretty, but it is necessary. And those that are what you call the ones that are in indictments, there are thousands and thousands of them, those sealed indictments will eventually be opened. So those that are a part of those indictments will be revealed. This is all a part of the greater plan. This is all a part of the truths being revealed. And the parts that you, those of you, the light workers, warriors, you are the ones that are preparing the way and preparing to assist the rest of the world, the rest of the collective consciousness, to understand what is happening. First, it'll happen here in this country, in America. And then it will also happen in other areas. There will be arrests happening everywhere. This is all a part of the greater expression of bringing the house down, you might say. We do not speak of the White House here. We speak of the house being that of the cabal, the house of cards. And it is a house of cards now. And it will only take a little bit more to begin to topple that house completely. And that is all we can say on this at this point. Many things are coming. Many things are going to be revealed. And there will be many shocks along the way. Other questions here? Yes, now you can unmute your phone if you want to ask a question.
Sir, this is Peter. I have a question.
Yes.
Can you explain the difference between the spirit and the soul?
My goodness. The spirit is everything. The spirit is consciousness. The spirit is the connection that you are with the higher, with the all. Not only your higher self, but the all, the source of all things. This is the spirit that continues on forever and ever. The soul is the record of mind written in spirit. You see, it is the record. The soul is the record of everything you have ever been, done, and said. Forever. It is what is known as the Akashic, or a part of the Akashic record. For all of the souls are a part of the Akashic record. You see? Does this make sense to you?
It does. But the soul is eternal, like the spirit is eternal. Is the soul eternal, or is it just for this lifetime?
The soul is eternal. The soul is the record of eternity of the spirit.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
Manu Sirs, hello.
Yes.
Hi. Sending love.
Hi.
Yes. I just want to, actually, as we're on the, Peter just brought that up, I was wondering if you could explain about monads or monads or in divine essences. We are a monad, or like a collective oversoul, but then you have a monad, don't you? A monad. I can't say it in my English tongue.
What we can tell you is this, and this is difficult for the three-dimensional consciousness to begin to grasp it, but you are raising in vibration and being able to understand much more and more as we go along here. So, of course, at first there was the unmanifest, meaning the unmanifest before creation began, the unmanifest energy. And this unmanifest energy decided that it wanted to become manifest, it wanted to become aware. And in this awareness, it said, let there be light. Let there be creation. Let there be something that lets me know who I am, what I am. And from that, there was the beginning of creation and the beginning of the creation of souls, the beginning of the creation of spirits, separate spirits, we will say, because the souls came after this. And in those separate spirits, they each one wanted to do the same thing. They wanted to become aware of themselves. And in order to become aware of themselves as individual consciousness, they had to create consciousness outside of themselves. So they put down, you might say, a portion of themselves into a lower vibration. This is all about vibration and consciousness. So the one would put down another consciousness, another, even call it a personality, but at that point yet it was not quite a personality, but it would put down a portion of its consciousness. And then that part of consciousness wanted to become aware of itself. and it would put down a portion of its consciousness, and so on and so on. And at some point there became the monad. The monad is the what you would call the highest of the higher selves of each of you, of all of the aspects together of each one of you. At the very highest point, if you look at it from a point of higher and lower, but speaking here in terms of vibration, at the highest vibrational level that this one could become a personality, that is the monad, at that highest vibrational level. And from there came all of the aspects, all of the personalities that you, each one, are at this point. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, 100%. That's why I try and explain to people why many people on this planet have the same higher self, because they belong to the same monad, but we're still personalities of that monad. It's interesting, and I love it, and I totally resonate with it, and I'm so glad you explained it to the group, and this will now go out to the collective about monads and how we're all just one. We're fractals. We multiply, we fractalize. So I love it. Thank you so much.
Very good. And are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, One Health Service. This is Nisia. And
yes.
My question is about, in the last few years, whenever I'm taking picture mainly about the sun, there's an orb, a blue orb in it. And I know that it's a fractal in the light when it gets into Earth, and there's something extraterrestrial in there, whatever. So I never tried to find out what it is, but in the last few years, on the picture I'm taking, and many other people, it's happened to a lot of people as well, to have this orb on the pictures. This Friday, the day before yesterday, I was led to take pictures with the sunshine on the beach, and then when I was looking to the pictures, the orbs, instead of one, there were two. And I took as many pictures I wanted, there were two orbs instead of one. So is it something connected to the change, the energy on Earth, the light coming in, or is extraterrestrial energy, or what is it exactly? Where there are two instead of one now?
Most exactly, these are a part of the changes that are occurring. These are a part of those who, again, who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And even though you are finding it in pictures, you are taking a picture and it is showing up in your photograph, you can see it in that photograph. But another, you show it to another one that is not aware of these things at this point, and they will see it and they will explain it. Oh, that is just part of the photographic expression. Or it is the light shining here. Or it is this or that, or everything that they can think of in terms of a three-dimensional consciousness level of understanding. But you, those of you that are moving into the higher fourth and even into fifth dimension at times, are experiencing the opening up of the what we will call the metaphysical levels that you are now able to see and become aware of more and more. Certain times, you might say, when certain vibrations are reached, we will say that this is when these portals, these gateways, and all of these things begin to open up. You see, there are gateways all over the planet that you in your three-dimensional consciousness are not aware of. You as the collective you are not aware of. But as the vibrations continue to increase, you will be amazed at how many gateways there are, and that you can walk into these gateways and experience great changes, we will just say at this point. This is how bilocation happens, just so you know. That is a hint here for you. You can find these gateways, you can move through these gateways, and you can be from one place to another, a moment of thought. And this is what is coming for many of you. Not so much like this year or anything of this nature, but throughout the ascension process. That is a process. Always remember this. This is a process. And as you continue to move through this process, you will experience more and more of these openings, these gateways that are spurred on by the opening of your third eye center. Okay?
Lovely. Thank you so much. My goodness. Thank you.
Yes.
One who serves. This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. From this conversation that we're having right now, I think I mentioned to you a little while back that I do my meditation out in the garage late at night and for a few hours out there. But because I've been out there doing my spiritual work, of course, then that becomes a sacred area for me. Well, anyway, there's an area I had to mark it with tape because to put my feet there because I would have to find it every time. And I receive, that's what I want to ask, is that kind of a gateway that I have created or was created? Because that's where I ground with Gaia and Mother, Father, God in the Galactic Center. And it has become very powerful there. So when I find that footage, I receive so much energy coming up and it's just beautiful and I merge with Gaia. And Mother, Father, God, of course, and give so much thanks. Well, this is where I have created a ascension pillar of light to emanate out all the beautiful energies that I usually send out to humanity. I have put it into the ascension pillar of light now from the galactic center to Gaia's core on a 24-hour basis, just constant. So every night I just go and give thanks to it and gratitude to it that it's still going and so forth. Anyway, is that something that you were just talking about?
First of all, we have to say here, there are many places where altars and those types of things are set up, meditation centers, but we have never heard of a garage being used as this.
I live in an apartment with my daughter and children, and there is no quietness or peace, so I have to go to the garage every night. That's the only reason.
Of course, we jest here. We are not making fun of you. We're just having fun here. So to answer your question, yes, that is what you are creating. You are creating a gateway here, you would say, a gateway to connect you to your higher self, to connect you to the higher levels of consciousness that are a part of all of those aspects of self that we are speaking of here. So you have done this, you are working on this, and this is the beginning for all of you now. Not only this one who has asked this question, even if you don't find yourself doing these meditations or finding these sacred spaces, you are still finding that sacred space within yourself, even if you are not consciously aware of it. But you are doing it just in who you are, in being who you are, on a given day and in a given moment. You are raising your vibrations more and more and more as we find it. Not all the time. Sometimes you fall into the doldrums. Sometimes you let something that you read about or hear about bring you down, bring you back into the three-dimensional illusion. And that is okay. Do not feel bad about it. Do not ever feel guilty about it. Just let it be and become aware of it and then lift yourself back up. It is that simple. You can lift yourself up in a moment. There was one that used to say, you get glad in the same shorts you got sad in. And that is true. That is very true. So be glad. As much as you can, be in joy, as we said earlier, as much as you can, because all of this is a part of the greater expression of the greater whole. Yes, Shoshana says, yes,
Shoshana,
wonderful.
To share.
Yes.
Dear Gina.
Yes.
Human beings are powerful beyond measure. Human beings create. human beings have God within. It is a habit of those that meditate in earnest to select an area. It does not matter the area. To select an area and repeat over and over again within that area the practice of spirituality and meditation as it builds the energy there. It creates a very high vibration when you enter that area in love and in true communion with your source. What happens there is the energy builds and builds and builds, and you are the creator of that vibration that creates itself exponentially. You actually could take off like a rocket ship in that area.
I have, a few times.
If you build the energy, what is important here in your example, that all that hear this and all that listen to you, that is the possibility of the human mind and spirit combined with its source to create that exponential energy that creates divine movement on the planet.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
And we will add here, since this has come up, we will add, it is very similar in many ways, possibly in a little bit less ways because there were so many more involved, but when you as the Lemurians placed the records and you created that sacred space to hold the records, to secret them away, to protect them, this is the same thing. But at that time, there were many who were working with this, with the one intention to protect the records. And this is very similar to what you are doing as an individual, but you are doing the same thing. You are creating a protective and a sacred space for yourself.
And I always include the whole oneness that we are. Every prayer that I do and anything I send out, any invocation, I include the oneness that we are. I include all that is. And it's very powerful. Every time I do that, it is so powerful. So happy to be out there. Okay, thank you.
Very good, yes. Are there other questions here? Then we are ready to release channel.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, when we did meditation with James, and I, you know, it was a lot going on during that meditation. I noticed a lot of different light was coming through. I mean, different colors of lights coming through. Then I saw myself going with the Merkaba, sending light to Washington because everybody concerned about Washington, what's going on there. It was like, it felt like so much energy was going. It felt like it was coming from galactics and from everywhere, and energy from everyone in the group and everything. And I feel a little confused with myself. I'm confused what my next step should be. You know, because everyone has, you know, I'm thinking, do I need to leave the place I live? I'm not saying today, tomorrow, should I stay in the same place I am or move out or not? It's like, you know, I'm on spiritually, I know where I'm going. I grow and continue to raise my consciousness, my vibrations and all that stuff. But it's part of human life. It's still here. So I need to, that, because that part, I would like not to have that part I'm talking about, that you need to go work, you need to do that. But it's part of my life right now. So I want to have a peace and serenity in life. And I'm thinking that I need to change something. So change the location. I'm not saying today, change location, go somewhere else.
I'll answer your question now. You asked the question, what would be your next step? And we would answer that partially here by saying to take the next step. That is important. Take the next step, whatever that might be. And that, as it comes to you, will come from your higher self. It will come from deep within you. If it comes to you and says you need to consider moving in terms of a physical move, then consider it. If it comes in terms of a relationship type of situation, then consider it. But, and this is a big but here, people, even though you are feeling these things from within, doesn't mean that you have to act on them immediately. Take them within you. Contemplate them. Move them within. See what will work and what will not work. And if it continues to come, though, to you as a continuous nudge that is somewhat non-stopping, then that is telling you that your higher self is saying, okay, now is the time to take this particular step. And then you do it. Shoshana.
Thank wishes you.
Yes,
go ahead, Shoshana.
Dear Arena.
Thank you.
When a human being wants to move, it is because their surroundings no longer match their energy signature. There is an interruption and a mismatch. If that is happening to you, follow that guidance. If there is an energy mismatch and your vibration is no longer supported by the location that you find yourself in, find another location.
There you go. Yes. Wonderful.
Absolutely. I agree what you said. I agree with Husserl said exactly what he said. If to meditate more, go within yourself. And then about Shoshana was saying that vibration have been not matching me for a long time, but I just got stuck, like they say sometimes. You get, you know, you become too comfortable. But it happened, I made a move, I moved to a new place in May, and after moving to this place, I don't think I will be afraid to make another move. Because I was for 25 years in one place. It's a long time to be. Yes. So I am glad that you both said what you said, because they are exactly how I feel, exactly. And I appreciate that, because it helps me to go in and meditate on that, and then will come then I will know what to do next. I do appreciate Shoshana, thank you, and thank you, Namaste, who serves.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release challenge? And we do the release channel here now. As was said earlier and has been said many, many times, continue to be in the now in all ways, as much as you possibly can. Enjoy your life as you have it now. Find the joys that are in your life, whatever they might be, and accentuate those joys. And as you continue to do that, you will find that the time is moving along even faster for you. And you will not be waiting and waiting and waiting for the devaluation or the global currency reset, the financial changeover. You will not be waiting for it anymore. You will be working toward creating your future every moment of the day. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, love you.
Thank you.
Shanti, love you.